On Monday's front page, tensions are simmering in Afghanistan over rockets fired from across the border in Pakistan. In this country, cell phone users will start getting alerts when they get close to their limits on voice, text, and data services. The FCC is hoping that will reduce the shock factor when the bill comes. And for police lineups in the Bronx, the cops don't call Central Casting. They have Robert Weston. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says more ground-to-ground rockets have been coming across the Afghan border from Pakistan lately. That put soldiers at risk while worries about Washington's disintegrating relations with Pakistan put limits on striking back. Soldiers at frontline positions suspect the Pakistani government has a hand in the rocket attacks, but Pakistani officials have repeatedly denied aiding fighters for the Taliban and the Haqqani militant network, who operate on both sides of the border. In this country, wireless carriers have agreed to start sending alerts when customers get close to their limits on voice, text, and data services. The FCC negotiated a deal with the carriers. Some customers are bitter about the sometimes exorbitant charges they're hit with when they go over. The new agreement will be announced on Monday. It'll take effect within a year. Until now, the wireless industry had fought the FCC's attempts to police internet service providers. President Obama is exploiting his early lead in campaign fundraising to bankroll a big grassroots organization. He's spent close to $87 million so far. That's about as much as all the current Republicans have raised. The Obama campaign has offices in at least 15 states and is paying employees in 23 more. The best-financed Republican candidates are Mitt Romney and Governor Rick Perry of Texas. They've hung out their shingles only in early primary states like New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida. Amazon is signing up authors and leaving conventional publishers out. Amazon will publish 122 books this fall, some in conventional book form, some only as e-books. Monday's Times says that's a striking acceleration of Amazon's publishing program. It'll put Amazon in competition with the New York publishing houses that are also its most prominent suppliers. Last week, Amazon announced a memoir by Hollywood director Penny Marshall. Amazon is paying her $800,000 for the manuscript. Longtime book editor Dennis Lloyd-Johnson says publishers are terrified and don't know what to do. Some foreign college students thought they were getting a dream summer in the U.S. as part of a State Department cultural exchange program. They ended up working long hours at a Hershey's chocolate plant in Pennsylvania. They were drained financially by low pay and unexpected extra costs for housing and transportation. They walked off the job in August. Times reporter Julia Preston says it was the first labor protest in the 50-year history of the program. It also exposed big holes in the State Department's oversight. Here in New York, when the police need extras for a lineup, they don't call Central Casting. Robert Weston makes a living providing what the police call fillers. His cell phone is always on. He has the numbers of 100 potential fillers. Most are friends from the public housing project where he grew up. For all this, Weston is paid $10 per lineup. Inside Monday's Times, the memorial to Dr. Martin Luther King was dedicated on the Mall in Washington. The ceremony ended with a speech by President Obama. It took the audience back to 1963 and a defining moment for the civil rights movement when Dr. King led the March on Washington and gave his I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial not far away. Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain was pushed to admit his 999 economic plan would mean higher taxes for some people. Appearing on the NBC News program Meet the Press, he also backed away from comments he'd made just hours earlier, saying he was only joking about killing people trying to cross the border from Mexico with an electrified fence. He said the American people need to get a sense of humor. Monday's Business Day section has details on a $21 billion deal in the energy industry. Kinder Morgan is buying the El Paso Corporation. That will give Kinder Morgan control of 67,000 miles of pipelines. Kinder Morgan also becomes the nation's biggest company that processes oil and gas before transporting them to production facilities. The latest export from Britain is Legoland. Last week, a British company opened a new Lego-themed amusement park in Winter Haven, Florida. The company's also planning Legoland Discovery Centers in Atlanta and Kansas City. They'll be indoor fun zones built at a cost of about $12 million each. This comes amid jockeying by the media giants that dominate theme parks. Disney has been pouring in money, and Comcast's NBC Universal spent $1 billion to buy full control of Universal Orlando back in the summer. Here in New York, the Occupy Wall Street protesters are trying to settle on demands. There is a demands committee. It held a 2-hour open forum last week and came up with two major categories, jobs for all and civil rights. The committee will continue to meet twice a week to draw up specific proposals. It will eventually take them to the big nightly gathering the protesters call the General Assembly. City officials have a problem with ferry service on the East River. Too many passengers. Service started 4 months ago. Ridership is double what officials expected. The ferry operator is worried about having to turn away customers next month when service is scheduled to be reduced for the winter. But the city doesn't want to pay more than the $3.1 million it's already promised. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.